Kufchov Dalet Amet Aleph to get into the swing of the sugya. It's in the middle of the Amid by the small hay of the Ein Mishpat. Behadisna Ein Saimchenes Hakdeira Bebikas Vechein Bedelas. One is not permitted to take a log and to use it to be Saimcha Kdeira. The same, he's not allowed to be Saimcha Delas also. So the Gemara is Sakashe Vabikas, the Beyontev Dovor Shemalachte Laheteru. The Kas is a Dovor Shemalachte Laheter. Alma Dovor Shemalachte Laheter, Bein Letzerech Gufay, Bein Letzerech Mekaymai Osa. And how does this agree with the halachas we learned till now? We learned our Mishnah that Letzerech it is Mutter, Letzerech Gufay Yitzicha Mutter. And here this is a davar shemalachte laheta. And here we see that it is also letzeich gufei letzeich mekaymai. So the Gemara answers heine time. Kiven the b'shabes davar shemalachte leiseru. Since this chayfetz in Shabbos, it is a davar shemalachte leiseru. Is gzeire yontev to Shabbos. So yontev it has the same halacha like Shabbos. They gave it in yontev hilche Shabbos. So just like Shabbos it's also letaltel, so yontev it's also letaltel. So the Gemara asks, this is also difficult to understand. The chitayim v'Shabbos gufi tishteri, the dover shemalachta le'iser. Afilu you say that it's a dover shemalach tilis, letzeich gufi, letzeich mekoy meishori. So it should be mutter letzeich gufi. So the Gemara answers, hani mili hecha de ika teres keili olov. Hecha de leke teres keili olov loy. So this was MSS pshat, that the Gemara is just explaining why Shabbos is also. Even though Shabbos it should be mutter, because it's a dover shemalachtoi, it shouldn't be worse than a dover shemalachtoi laheter, the dover shemalachtoi leiser, that is mutter letzerich gufoi. So that the Gemara answered, that halacha applies only by a keli. A keli shemalachtoi leiser is mutter letzerich gufoi. But since a bikas is not a keli, so therefore it is also letzerich gufoi. But that, what a bikas is also biyomtev, that since it's a dover shemalachte laheter, there you don't need a keli. There it should be mutter even though it's not a keli. So there we have to come on to the old teretz that we said before of gzeirish yomtev oto Shabbos. Frag the Gemara migazrinon. Are you then geizer yontev oto Shabbos? That means if mitzat hilchis yontev it should be mutter. So were they geizer yontev oto Shabbos? Was nan meshilim peiris derech harube biyontev avoloi b'Shabbos? Here is a shaila of tirche. To there are peiris al gaga bayis, and it's going to start to rain, and the peiris will be nifsat. So they were matter to throw down the peiros from the skylight into the bayis. This is only permissible in yontif and not in Shabbos. So you see that they weren't geyser. If hilchis yontif is machriya, that it is mutter, so it's mutter. Shabbos will be yosa, so it's also Shabbos. Hilchis yontif are not nigra abosa hilchis Shabbos. So why do we say that one is not permitted to be metaltel abikas lismeichas akdeire? This is a dover shemalachte laheta, so it should be mutter. So the Gemara says to me, like Gazrinen, what are you telling me? That yontev is not nigra abos or Shabbos, vosnan ein ben yontev leShabbos, ela oichel nefesh bilvat. There is no difference between yontev and Shabbos. Only Yoichel Nefesh, but all other halachas. Now, Ein Ben Yontev L'Shabbos is a very broad statement. L'gabi all other inyonim. Now, this will include the Mishil and Peiris. This will include tiltel habikas, ein ben yontem l'shabbos ala oichel nefesh bavad. The whole thing is only meleches oichel nefesh, but that is it. All other halachas, Shabbos and Yontif, are similar. So we see we are geizer Shabbos oto Yontif. So lechera, we have here a double problem. Problem number one is these two Mishnayos don't stim. Here it says Meshilam Peiris Terchavuch b'Yontif avoloi b'Shabbos. So we see klar that Yontif is skill from Shabbos. The Gabi, another locha besides Melechus Eichel Nefesh. And here it says, Ein ben Yontav l'Shabbos, Elo Eichel Nefesh Bilvat. And then problem number two is, the Smichas Bekas that is also Beyontav, why is it also Beyontav? If we see from the Mishnah of Meshilim, that Yontav is not Nigra Abosor Shabbos. Omar Rav Yosef, Loi Kasha. Ho Rabbi Elezer, ho Rabbi Yeshua. Now, l'chayre, as we will see, dachsachmir, Rabbi Yosef is verempfering the stira of the two Mishnayis of Meshil and Peiris and Ein Ben Yontav l'Shabbos. Azay dachsach. Now, let us see. Ho Rabbi Elezer, ho Rabbi Yeshua. Desanye, oisoy ve'ez benoy shenoflu l'boyer. Rabbi Elezer, oimer, so now, l'chayre, here there's a shayle, of Tirche. Is one permitted to be male the second behemoth out of the boil? Since the second behemoth, he won't be able to shecht if the first one was taken out, the Tzairich Shchit. Oisev es benoi shenoflu leboil. Rabbi Lezer oime male es harishin al manas l'shechtoi v'shechtoi. So the first one is mutter to take out al manas l'shechtoi. And the shechtei taki, he has to shecht it. So that was a tircha l'tzeirach eichel nefesh. Vasheini, since he is not permitted to shecht the second one, now there's a shayla of tzar balachayim, oisulei panosa bimkoyma, so he'll go and send down food there, but he's not permitted to schlep up the behemoth. Bishvil shalayomus, the panosa he sends down, bishvil shalayomus, more than tzar balachayim, that the behemoth shouldn't die. Rabbi Yeshua ima malas arishin al manas l'shoichtoi. Then later he could decide ve'inay shoichtoi. He was under the impression that the behemah he had schlep up was a much fatter behemah. Umarim umalas asheini. So he'll take up the second one. You think he'll prefer to shech the second one. Now he is both in front of him. Now he can make a true judgment which one is preferable to shecht, rotze ze sheichet, rotze ze sheichet. So let us see the next to the last shura and omed and rashi. So what is the Gemara answering? Leikashe. Ha desnan meshilin, de shari tirche biyontef, misham ibud momen, Rabbi Yeshua'i. Shehita lahalois beheime baroma minaboyer. Heis Rabbi Yeshua was mater Tirche mishum ibud moment. That's why you permitted to take out the second behemoth. So the Mishnah and Meshilin and Rabbi Yeshua are a similar halacha. It's a shayla of tirche mishum ibud moment. And we see Rabbi Yeshua was made. Vahadis nan ein bein. That in other words, we are not matar tirche v'tzeich ibud moment. Rabbelezeri. That's Rabbi Lezer, to schlep up the first behemoth. That's the Tzairich Eichel Nefesh. But that's it, the second behemoth, which is a Tirche L'Tzairich Ibud Momen, V'yontav is also. And that's Ein Bein. Now, let us try to think 1 minute, and what, so that's good. So the these two Mishnayis are for Emphel. Now, what is with the third Mishnah? We had what is with the third Mishnah in Seimchim Esakadeira Bibikas? How does, the Lecheira, this Machloikis is a Machloikis, if they were Mater, Tirche, Letzairich, Ibud Momen. Now, here we have the third Mishnah. Now, Lecheira Rabbeloza. Rabbi Lozer holds they were not matter tircha letzayich ibud moment. So, according to Rabbi Lozer, it's a iser atzmi. Not pshat is that would geizer Shabbos oto yontev. Yontev oto Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer helped. But let's how Rashi puts it down. The Rabbi Yeshua is matir tilche biyontev mishumi bombomen. That's Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua was machadish this a new in yontev we could tilche zmuta mishumi bombomen. In Pashtis, Rabbi Lezer holds you not matir tilche mishumi bombomen. Fine. So does that mean, is Rabbi Lezer, does that mean that the Mishnah that says, Ein Seimchem es Abikas, this goes according to Rabbi Lezer? Here there's no Tirche. Here Bechal is not a Shaila of Tirche. Where do you see the Rabbi Lezer was Geizer? Yom Tevot to Shabbos. And, Fakert, I mean, if you would be Geizer Yom Tevot to Shabbos, according to Rabbi Lezer, how could you schlep out the behemoth? In Shabbos you can't schlep out the behemoth. How could you go and throw in food into the boyer? In Shabbos you can't throw food into the boyer. So Kolchach Rabbi Lezer is Bechlau no Shaiches of all of Gzeiris. Rabbi Lezer holds Meiker Adin, Tirche, B'mishumi b'dmomen is also b'yontev. So memeles ain bein yontev l'shabbos. But l'chayre, our Mishnah of Bikas, l'chayre, Rabbi Lezer is not a trufe for that. So, we is farenfot geworden. L'chayre, only the second kasha became farenfot, the stir between these two Mishnahs. So I found in the Loshon Azov, that the Loshon Azov takes care of this problem. He says as follows. The whole machloik is between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua is b'mokim ibud momen. So there was a serious factor to take into the consideration. This ibud momen. So memela ayumata tirche b'mokim ibud momen. So Rabbi Yeshua was meikel, Rabbi Lezer was not meikel. Even though there's ibud momen, but you're not meikel and tirche. But by because that there's no ibud momen, so there everyone will be made that they were geizer yont about the Shabbos. He says that's what the Gemara, that's what the Loshon Hazor wants to say. He says the whole machloikis is when you have a factor of ibud momen. There was a machloikis, but when there's no ibud momen, I'll say right to my old shtik teire, and you can't slug me up. My old shtik teire is that you geizer yont about the Shabbos, that mazayin from yontev, so you won't be seimer. The Kneira with the Bikas. You have to be flum. There were guys that yont about the Shabbos. But we had a problem with these two Mishnayas, because these two Mishnayas are touching another Nikudah when there's Ibud Momen. What happens on this Ibud Momen? That already there's a machloikis. Rabbi Yeshua was Meikel and Rabbi Lezer was Mach. That's how the Loshon Hazov wants to say. Now the Gemara says, but this whole machloikis that you construed, that if etilch is muta b'mokim ibud momen, it's nishkishtoik and nishkifloik. That's the Gemara's going to slug this up. Mimai, dil ma'ad kan leikom Rabbi Lezer hosa mel di'ef shel lefal nosa. Takert. That means b'mokim ibud momen, Rabbi Lezer also is moide, that tilch is muta. So therefore, the mission of Meshilim can go according to Rabbi Lezer also. Over here, it's Efshe Bepanosa. There's no Ibud Momen. You have to take out the behemoth. Maybe the behemoth is uncomfortable in the boyer. But there's no Ibud Momen. It can be Mephanus, the behemoth in the boyer. Avol Eichet Lo Yefshe Lepanosa Loi. So then it'll also be Moide, that Tircha will be Mutter. So the mission of Meshilim could go very well according to Rabbi Lezer. Inami Adkan Lo Yekoma Rabbi Yeshua Hosom, the Efshe Baharome. There, Rabbi Yeshua, that is Mekel, to take out the second animal from the boyer, because there you have Lamaise, a Efshoros of Haromet. That means, in Vinisht Vi, it looks like he's doing it Letzorech Eichel Nefesh. Avol Heiched Lo Yefshir B'Haromet. As the Tosfos HaRosh explains, but over there by Mashilin, the Peiris on the Gag, he sees the Peiris that he needs for Yontif. They're in front of him. So Mimili can't say he's throwing down all the peiros. He doesn't know which ones are good, which ones are no good. So Mimili, there's Loyev Shebarome. So there could be, Stamazoi Tirche Letzeich Ibud Momin, could be according to Rabbi Yeshua's also. So L'chayre, the Gemara is now slugging up that Asus, you want to do, explain that the machloikis of Meshilim and Ein Ben Yontav is a machloikis Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. We don't have such a machloikis. Elo Omar Rav Popper. Loi kashe. Ho bei shamai, ho bei silo. Chayre, so the Gemara is going to say now the machloikis of Meshilin in Ein Bein is the machloikis bei shamai bei silo. The snap. Bei shamai oimrin, ein moitzien es hakotten ves halulev ves sefer teure leshus harabim, u bei silo matirin. Perfect. So let us see, what did the Gemara accomplish now? Look, Rashi, ein meitzin, hoitzo sheloi letzairach. Hoitzo sheloi letzairach is also according to Beis Shammai. And let us, Rashi l'shitosei, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, according to Beis Hillel, that you do not need tzairach eichel nefesh, do you need a tzairach hayayim? Or a shalei letzayir bechlal is muta. Rashi shita is shalei. There's no such thing as letzayir chayim. If you hold that, if you hold the svar of mitayir, shalei letzayir is also muta. So the lashon of Rashi is very l'shitas is very good. Ein meitzin haitzot shalei letzayir. That svar is beishama. Haitzot shalei letzayir chayim is also. The lo ishtri lechatchila biyonte. Tfei mi b'shabes, ela oichel nefesh. Hastis, the only difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos is oichel nefesh. But as long as that it's not letzoirech oichel nefesh, there's no halacha, that there's no kula of Yom Tov over Shabbos, just like Eitzor is also b'shabes, Eitzor is also b'Yom Tov. The only kula in Yom Tov is oichel nefesh. Now, here we have a kula by Meshilin, that we are matter in Yontif, Letzayrech Ibud Momen. It's not a Tzayrech Hayoim. So Rashi says, Vahach the Meshilin, Beisilu. So Vahach the Meshilin is, that's Afilu, Shaloi Letzayrech Hayoim, we're matter Atirche, here we're matter Atirche. Here we're matter Amoloche. So the Gemara says, L'chayr it's Tolit. So just like by Moloches Gufe, Beis Shammai said that in Meloches there's no chilik between Shabbos and Yom Tov, only Eichel Nefesh, but besides Eichel Nefesh there's no difference. So in Tirches also there shouldn't be a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. If a Tirche Letzeirech Ibud Momen is Osar in Shabbos, so it's Osar in Yom Tov. So and that is the Mishnah, Ein Bein Yom Tov L'Shabbos, Elo Eichel Nefesh. A tilche shalei letzayrech eichel nefesh is also like Beis Shammai. The Mishnah of Meshilin, that is mechalik between Yom Tov and Shabbat, so that is going according to Beis Hillel. So just like according to Beis Hillel, melaches amuter shalei letzayrech eichel nefesh in Yom Tov is kill. One is permitted to do malachas, shalei letzayrech eichel nefesh. Filo shalei letzayrech in ganzen, with Rashi it's gol gishmak. Filo shalei letzayrech in ganzen is mutter. So here tirch is also mutter, shalei letzayrech. It's hefset moment, it's not a tzayrech hayayim. Tirch is also mutter, shalei letzayrech. So that's the Gemara's teretz. Now, with smiches bekas, so the mal weisem doch nicht. Lochere smiches bekas, there's a different problem in ganzen. There la maisa bekas is a davar shemalach teleheta. Bekas is fakir, als is mutter. It's a davar shemalach teleheta. L'chayre, the tiltal is l'tzayre choychol nefesh. You want to be samech as a gedere. So l'chayre, there l'chayre, it's in ganzen muta. Now, what are we going to do with the mission of Vikas? So the Val Vaisimilish. Frag the Gemara. So maybe l'chayre, that's the Gemara's kasha. Eimed the shamet lula bei shamai, eitzot. Tiltal mishamet lo, the mashvi yomtev l'shabbos, is this fakert, because there's no legitimate reason here to be mashvi yomtev l'shabbos. Here we have all the reasons that it should be mutter tiltal. It's a davar shemalachte laheta, it's a tzairach eichel nefesh. You don't see such a shita of beishamai, that beishamai, I mean, how could you use beishamai? Beishamai just said that the melachos that are also in Shabbos are also in Yom Tov, right? But here this is a different story. This is a davar shemalachta lehetar tzatzeich eichel nefesh. So what are you going to do with the mission of Bakas? And the Gemara v'tiltol gufei lav mishum eitzohi. Is tiltal then not osar al tzaitzo? Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, bit me hilkach. I mizalzos betiltal, mizalzeles beitzo. You'll be mizalzel betiltal, you'll be mizalzel beitzo. Is lechayre, first of all, the Ivra and the Gemara, it would seem as follows. That Beishamai holds that Heitzo is also beyond it. Only Letzayich Eichel Nefesh, but Meleches Heitzo, Lecheire is also. Beisilul holds, if we learn according to Shitas Rashi, that you don't even need a Tzayich Hayayim, so Heitzo is Muta. So the Gemara says that the Iser Tilto Mukze, the Issa Tiltal Mukta is Shalai Tizalzal Bahitza. So whenever there's an Issa Haitza, there's an Issa Tiltal Mukta. So Pshat is as follows. According to Beis Hillel, in Yom Tov, there's no Issa Tiltal, there's no Issa Haitza. So there's no reason to Asa Tiltal. Now, let us elaborate a little. Be'emison, there are two inyonim of mukze. There's an inyon of mukze that is totally in hachone, min hamuchan, that one is only permitted to use chafeitzim, macholim, which were muchan mi ba'oyoy. Something that was not aimed to be used is not permitted to be used, not permitted to be metalted also. That's in inyonei hachone. But there's another inyan of mukze, which is not totally in hachone. That you're only metaltal kalim. Eitzim vavonim, you're not metaltal. Unless there's a yichud loilam according to other shitas, so the yichud makes it, that has a teiris keli. Now this inyan, that what they asa tiltal avonim, this is mishum lesed the hitzor that we have in our gemara. That this is a besonderes, this does not have to the din of minamuchan. This is in order to make sure that people should be nizer in hitzor, they shouldn't be mizalzel in hitzor. So they made special aloches that you're not allowed to be metaltal, whatever you want to be metaltal. So Mamela, this aloche was made to ensure that you shouldn't be nichshol in neitzah. And the yisaid of this aloche was that you can only be metaltal akeli, cannot be metaltal something that is not akeli. So the Gemara Lecheire is saying as follows. According to Beis Hillel, in Yisod there's no Isser of Eitzor and Yontev. Or perhaps according to Shittas HaToisvis that there is an Isser of Eitzor, Shalei Letzor Chayim, but maybe Reiv Eitzor is Mutter. I mean, Eitzor Letzor Chayim, Nefesh is Mutter, Letzor Chayim is Mutter. So there was no Sibbe to make this Isser of being metaltal, you can only be metaltal a keli in order to ensure, to be mechazik, the Isser of Eitzor. This Isser was not made in Yontev, because Yontev Eitzor and Yesod is Mutter. So fartik. So therefore, according to Beis Hillel, you'll be samech abikas. But according to Beis Shammai, there is a svore to aser. There is a svore to aser tiltu dvorim she'enam kelim. There is a svore. But le'idach gise, there's also a svore, since it's a davar shemalachte laheter tzotzeir chaychal nefesh, they wouldn't have asered it. Like this is perhaps as choshev as kelim, like it's malachte laheter, it's perhaps this should be similar to kelim. So this Chazal said, "Aber since in Shabbos the same because, since it doesn't have a teiras keli, they asked it a bit tiltul. So they didn't want to be mavdul ben yontev leShabbos. So therefore, in yontev also, since it doesn't have a since it's not a keli, so even though if we would make a bazunder gzeire in yontev, we wouldn't have asked the because." Since it's davar shemalachte leheter tzotzei chaychol nefesh, they wouldn't answer it. It's equivalent to a keli. But since we have a svore that gazrin and yontev are to Shabbos, we didn't want to be mavdo ben yontev in Shabbos. In yisod, say Shabbos hayontev are also ba'itzor. So therefore we wanted to make an iser mukze to ensure we shouldn't be nichshol in itzor. And we didn't, in this Issa Muksa, we didn't want to, we'll start making minute differences. Shabbos will ask some more chafetzim, and Yontov will ask some less chafetzim, because perhaps, according to the Iker Adin, there's a mokim to be made for more Yontov and Shabbos, as Evite didn't want to do. So Memele, so just like Shabbos, there was a halacha that something that does not have a teiras keli is also betiltu, mishum lesa daitzo. So the same halacha applied in Yom Tov also, that something that does not have a teiras keli is also mishum lesa daitzo. But that is only according to Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai holds there is a iser haitzo in Yontev, according to Beis Hillel, that there's no Isser Eitzor. So Memele, if there's no Isser Eitzor, so this whole Isser of total Mukzeh, we're speaking, but which is not, this whole Isser of total Eitzim, which is not Mishum Lesed Dahachone. It is only also Mishum Lesed Eitzor, if there's no Isser Eitzor, so they didn't make an Isser of Eitzim. That l'chayr is pshat in the Gemara's parents. Zog the Gemara weiter. Va'af rav sova lo loho de rove. That what rove gave us guidelines. That a kli shemalach de lehetta is mutter, l'tzeir kufi yim mekoymoi and mechama l'tzeil, and a kli shemalach de lehetta is mutter l'tzeir kufi tzeir mekoymoi and also mechama l'tzeil. So Rav also is like Rav. Oh, my Rav, ma. Shalo yigonev, a shovel. If one wants to be metaltal the shovel, that it should not be stolen. Zeu tiltal shalo yletzerich v'osa. So on a klisha malach telisa, a shovel is a klisha malach telisa. So this is a tiltal shalo yletzerich, which is also by a klisha malach telisa. Taime, shalo yigonev. Shalo yigonev, that's equivalent to mechama letzeil. Shalo letzeirech. Ava letzeirech kufay, letzeirech mekoymai muta. So Rav holds like Rav. Like the Gemara Eini, v'Rav kahane ikli lebei Rav. Rav Kahana once came to visit Rav, but Omar and Rav told him, Mishosim, Aisile Shuta Le Kahane, bring a mitzude, a trap, for Rav Kahane, Leise Vole, you should sit on it. Smeiradik, the words of Chazal were Gitzel. Why did he have to say Leise Vole? Aisile Shuta Le Kahane is enough. You see, if the Rav he didn't say, if it wasn't wichtig to say the Rav, he skipped over the Rav also. So why did he have to say, Leisi Valei? Bring it! The ikkar was they should bring for Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana will know what to do with it. They realized that they're not going to use the trap for him. So Kochel, it's going to be used to sit up. Why do you have to say, Leisi Valei? So he said, Leisi Valei, that we should learn the halacha from this. Lav Lameimre. The dovo shemalach teleisa, a trap is a dovo shemalach teleisa, let's say rich gufayen, the heter is only that what I'm being matter, I'm telling you to be metalto. A kli shemalach teleisa, it's only muta leisiv alei, let's say rich gufayen, let's say rich mekai meloi, or else why did he have to specify leisiv alei? So the Gemara, no. He said zicha leisa v'alei. This is the big yichazet gevon. No, the leisa v'alei was said because something else was said. Ocha amalu. Shkulu shuto mikame kahane. Now he wanted Rav Kahane to sit on the mokim where the trap was. He's going to sit on the ground. But there was a trap there. There was a mitzuda there that he couldn't sit there. So he told him, shkulu shuto mikame kahane. And he told the leisa v'alei, what's the heter? It's not tzairich gufoi. So you have to tell about it, but the Kahana, Rav Kahana needs to sit there, so my male, it's tzairich mekoi. V'boi is aime, hosa michama letzel habe. This mitzude was a michama letzel, it was an amokim, that the where it was situated, it would be genizik. So Mamela, if Rav would speak Bekitzer, and Rav would say, take the Mitzude, so one could think, Maisa Rav Take, that he was there, and the Mitzude, he saw it with his own eyes, the Mitzude was B'mokim Chamet. And he told him to take it B'mokim Atzel, and he was there, and he saw it with his own eyes, and he heard with his own ears, that Rav said to do it, Maisa Rav. So Mamela, so the Rabbi to say, you see, it's Takim Mechama Letzel. But the heter is Leisei Valei, because Rav Kahane isn't the Mokim Matzel, he want him to sit there. That is the heter, not the heter is Mechama Letzel. Zot Rashi, Lohodarove, the Omar Tzorech Mekoimai, Ki Tzorech Gufoi. Shelo Yigonei, Dumye de Mechama Letzel, Va'osel bedover shemalach telisa. Dav kishele yigoni v'zosel. Shute mitzude. Lav lameim. Lama le lefrushe behegi v'leise balo. Lav mishum lameim redahai desherle tutuli mishum de tzerech gufe. The whole heter is because it's tzerech gufe. Ma says, no. The story was fakel. I shekilu shute mikame kahane. He said, take away. The neisuv, there was not a leisuv. The neisuv al mekaymo koma. Tzairich mekaymo dav. The leisuv was the fa'emfa, even though there's no tzairich in the mitzudah, but the tzairich is in the mokim ha-mitzudah. The third teretz is mechama letzel ave, b'mokim haral lo ha'isa, v'ilav the porish ped yaleisuv lo, man v'chozi sova, the person that will witness this whole scenario, he'll say the mechama letzel shori. Right, he took it to Mokke, they took it to Mokke Mechame, and Rav Kahane did not sit there. So, Mamela, someone will come to Meredith a conclusion that a Klisha Malach Delisa is Mutta Letzerich Mechame Letzel. So, therefore, he wanted to make sure that you should not derive a false halacha from his actions, so therefore he said an extra two words, Leisev Olei. Zog de Gemara weiter, Rav Mori bar Rochel havalei ahi beisad yuse b'shimshe. Beisad yuse, Rashi says, karim shalavad, shekarim filter, it was a felt pillows, b'shimshe b'chame. L'cheir, it seems that by remaining there, it was getting genizik. Now this was a kli shemalachte leheta, which l'cheir, if you'll ask us, so it's, if we pass the night of, it's muta. Mechamel etzel is muta. Also l'kamei derove, and he asked Rove, he told him, I have the beisagya there b'shimshe. What is the din? Amalei ma'al etultalinu. Amalei shoy. So Rashi says, Amalei shoy, Rove letaimei. The Amar dovor shemalachte leheta, af mechamel etzel muta. So that's finished. So l'cheir, we're finished already. It's muta. So he told him, Isli achini. So Ramori Baruchel told him, I have others. Eini tzorich legufa. I have other karim. I don't need this one. Mechire erat mitzmzach. What did Rava answer him? Chazal Eichem could be used for Eichem. You could use it for Eichem, this one. You have other pillows in the house. Good, that's for yourself. But this could be used for Eichem. So he says, Isli Nami Eichem, in the house I have for Eichem also. Amalei Golisa Daitoch, the Charabe Sviraloch, that you hold like Rabbi. That you hold that a kli shemalachta lehetar is also mechamel etzel. Lekula al mishori ledidoch osa. So it's a very modern mice over here. What was the whole shakla v'tai? It was like rabbi. Ledidoch osa. What was this whole mice with oichim? Chal, it's very modern. Chozu leoichim. Did he have Eichem? Didn't he have Eichem? This Chazal Eichem is Bechal Modne. So the Chassam Sefer wants to say as follows. Rove did not really know Bechal it's Modne. This Mori Baruchel comes to Rove to ask Kashayel, Monoshev. His Rabbi Zachosit, so finished. I mean, what comes to Rove? Rove tells him it's Mutter. It's a Weiter. It's a Zaydos. Say, hold like Rabbi, you hold like Rabbi. So you went to the wrong Rav. You hold like Rabbi Fat. What was Pshat in this whole Maise? He's asking Rav and I help be Rabbi. So the Chassam Sefer says that Rav understood that Amori Baruchel Zichar had a Sufik. He had a Sufik here. What's the Shaila of Amori Baruchel? Rav Mori Baruchel, Erev Shabbos. Did he hold, was he mesupik who the Allah is like? Or did he hold Erev Shabbos, he held mamish like Rab? So he says as follows. If he was mesupik who the Allah is like, so, There was no haktzah of these karim. That means, even though he has plenty of karim in the house, that means there's no need letzayrich kufoy of this karim, but could be it's tamzeimut. If he didn't know what aloch is, so there's no haktzah midaitoy that he won't use these karim. The tchilas knisis hayoyim, even though he has an abundance of pillows. Maybe you're allowed to take it, Michamal Etzel. I mean, he doesn't know. So if you don't know, it's not called he was Maksid Midaita. So that's what Rava answered him right away. He told him it's Mutter. Michamal Etzel is Mutter. You didn't know before Yom Tov if it would be Mutter, if it wouldn't be Mutter. So not knowing does not give it a Teres Haktzot. But that's what he told them to begin with. Isli achine. So then he told them that no, pshat is before Yom Tov, there was no suffix in my mind. I held claw like rabbit. So Memela, so I was take Mesir Das from using these pillows. Because I held like Rabbit. So there was no Tzayre Chaguf. So they're mukta als because I was Mesiach Das. I mean, now you're telling me that the loch is Mechamel Etzel is Mutta, but it's too late. Erev Shabbos, I was Makta Dait. So he told them, Chazal La'oichem. That means that since it's Roy, that means even though you had no intentions of using these pillows Erev Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos you were a Chabrenta Chosid of Rabbi, but there's still a possibility that you might get Oichem, and you might need this Letzayrich Gufoy. So you also want Makze Daitach. So Mel, now that I'm telling you, now that in Shabbos you're maskim to my psak. So Memele, so, no, the whole Shaila is, but Erev Shabbos you held Klo like Rabbi. So, that's gonish, but you still want makse daitoch from the shimush of these karim, because chazo loyuchim. So he answered him, isli nami loyuchim. He says, no. Erev Shabbos, I had no intentions of using these pillows, because there's no tzad of tzayrich gufoy, because snisht, I have enough pillows for myself, and I have enough pillows for loyuchim. You held like Rabbi. That means Erev Shabbos you held like Rabbi. And you attack a Mesiach Das from using these pillows. Is Lekulal Mesher Lididach Oso. Lididach is Taka Oso because, not because you hold like Rabbi, because then you held like Rabbi. So since you held like Rabbi then, so you were Mesiach Das from the Shimush of these Karim. So Mamela Taka now, it's Taka also for you. That's why the Psalm Seif wants to learn Shat in the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Abe, Omar Rabbi Chiyah Bar Ashi, Omar Rav, Mechabdoi Shel Milse, a broom that is made out of begodim, not a broom that is used to sweep tables, Mutal L'Taltalon B'Shabbos. So one is permitted to be metaltal b'Shabbos. Why? Because this is a klisha malachte laheta. So one is permitted. Avol shel tamra loy. But a broom that is made out of ale lulev that is used to sweep floors, so that is also to be metaltal. Because this is a klisha malachte laisa. Because, but when you sweep floors, you're mash v'gume. So it's a klisha malachte laisa. So it's also metaltal. And the laws are Aimer, Av Shel Tamre. That Tamre is also permissible. So the Mubba Maya Skin. Ilaim Lutzer Gufi Lutzer Mikaimoi. In that Rav Asr, Baholaim Rav Shel Tamre Loi. For Rav Kerovas Viloi. Elo Mechamel Lutzer. So Mistama, we are speaking about it's also Lutalto Mechamel Lutzer. Fait the Gemara Baholaim Rabbalozo. Av shel tamra, that tamra is muta mechama letzel. Who holds a kli shemalach delisa is muta mechama letzel? Zuchti gemara la'ayla mechama letzel. We're talking speaking about mechama letzel. And the aim of the chayna ma rabbaloza. He says, Shakel, there's no machloikis. That rabbaloza agrees wholeheartedly with Rav that mechabdi shel milse is muta mechama letzel. And the Chabdei Shel Tmorim is Shel Tamre is also Mechama Letzel. That is our Gilse. The Goyim brings down a Gilse from the Bahag. And the Gemara says, Leim Rabbeloza Av Shel Tamre is Muta Mechama Letzel. The Gemara answers, Rabbeloza Krab Shimon Svira Lei Dedov Hashem Miskav and Muta. So the Gemara is saying that he holds that Tamra is a klisha malach de laheta. Chabdi shel Tamra and fakert. Not the way we mentioned till now, and Rashi learns that afil according to Rab Shimon, one is not permitted to sweep because it's a psikreisha. Rashi learns that it's a psikreisha of Ashvuye Gumis. So the mele it is zicha klisha malach de laheta. Afil according to Rab Shimon. The Bahag learned, no, Rav the time may Rav pass, it's like Rav Yehuda, Dov Hashem is Kavan is also, so therefore it is not permissible to sweep floors. But Rav Loza holds like Rav Shimon, that Dov Hashem is Kavan is Mutter, and Memele it is not a psikreishit. So Memele it is Mutter, so it's a klisha malachti laheta, that is Mutter afilu mechamol etzel. That is the Bahag's gills and the Gemara, what the going brings down. Very interesting, the Ritva brings down a shaila. A filler will say that kibud is mutter because it's not a psikreisha that'll be mash vegumes, but al kuponim he zicha mezis offer, and this offer is mukta. So how is he permitted to sweep a floor in Shabbos? He's mezis offer. That the Ritva brings down this kasha. He says a very interesting teretz. He says, since it is very dusty in the room, so here's a loch of a graf shel rei, the dust is a loch of a graf shel rei, and the mele, so it is permissible, you can't stay in the room. So it's permissible to be metalful, the offer, the afar haoretz, because it says it's in a graf shel rei. If it's mash v'gumes, so then fights it whole, so it's a maloch is involved. There's no ashvoz gumes, not a psikreshe. Only Yisrael's out till to Muktza, the amount of a graf shorei, and so the Ritva says, but since this is the Charabes Viraloch, the Omar Mechama Letzel also. You hold a Charabes Mechama Letzel is also. Vahaloche Kirove. The Omar Dovo Shemalachtoi Laheter, Shori Legamri, Dovo Shemalachtoi Lissel says, Guve Mekayme Muta. Mechamel Letzel v'shelo yigoneid is osa. So here Rashi shelo yikedalko y paskin. We paskin like Rove. Starting the Shabbos Shalmi wants to say because one shouldn't get influenced. Rove was a Talmud of Rabbi. We see Mori Barocha holds also like Rabbi. The male one shouldn't paskin like Rabbi. So Rashi says, no, Lalocha, we paskin like Rabbi. Mechabdois, shemechabdim ben asher shulchan. Shal milsa begodim, lechabit shulchan, shemalach de lehetta. Shal tamre, kein shalonu, lechabit es abayis. Da oso, mishum, ashvui, gumis, de moide, Rab Shimon, bepsikrei, shevelo yomis. Rashi holds klor, that a fill according to Rab Shimon, kibbut is oso. Le tzoyrech gufoi, le melech es hetta. So then it should be muta. Philosophically, shemalachtoi leis el mecham letzel. Bo leimer rabbi lozer av shel talmud dovo shemalachtoi leis el leke man de shori mecham letzel. Vehein omer rabbi lozer shel milse muta shel tamra osa mecham letzel. Zogt de mishne weiter. Kol hakeilim hanitlim b'shabbos. A keili that is Mutter to be metalto b'shabbos, shivreyem nitlin imoy. So one is permitted to be metalto the shivrei akeilu. Ubilvat, but there's one condition that one is permitted to be metalto the shvorim, shiyoisin me'ein maloche. They should be able to still be used for a maloche. They still have a shimush. They're still usable for a certain shimush. Shivrei areva lechasis bones piachovis. You could use it to cover piachovis. Shivrei schuchis lechasis bones piapach. So the chiddush of the Tanakh Kama is that even though the shimush now is the exact opposite of the previous shimush, before it was a shimush lekabel, and now it is a shimush lechasis. Nishkefela. As long as it has a shimush on it, it still has a shem keili on it, and it's permissible to be metal. Rabbi Yehuda, Imer Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that isn't sufficient. That's what it is still usable for any shimush, even though it is an opposite shimush which it had till now. Rabbi Yehuda, Imer Bavache Yosin Me'ein Melachto, it should be able to continue the same function that it was functioning till now. Shivrei areva lotzut l'soichon mikve. You should still have the osi l'kabola. You can't be able to make a challah in it. You can't make a challah, but You could put mikveh in it, v'shal schuchis lotzen klosoich and shemen. Zogt Rashi, me'ein meloche shum meloche. Ba'afilu me'ein harishoine, it's the last Hashem kelian. Lotzuk l'soicha mikpe, ova dum yedeise mo'reves b'mayim. Omar, Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Machloikes shenishberu me'erev Shabbos. The whole machloikes of Rav Yehuda, the whole machloikes of Rav Yehuda the Tanikame, is davke shenishberu me'erev Shabbos. The mar sova me'ein melachton ein, me'ein melocha acheres loy. Mar sova afilu me'ein melocha acheres. That is davke if it was nishba erev Shabbos. Aber nicht beru b'Shabbes, aus nicht beru b'Shabbes, die Vrei Hakel mutter, hoi ul mulchoni nalgabe yavir, mutter. So Rav Yehuda Meshmur held as follows. If it was nicht beru b'Shabbes, ot kiven betchiles knises hayoy. It was a keili, it had a shame keili on itself. So memele, so there, it doesn't matter, even though it broke in the middle of Shabbos. And now it is not the same shimush that it was before, but it is sufficient since it had a teiris keili betchilas knisus hayoyim. And now if it also has a shem keili, even though it's a different shimush, it is mutter. According to Rabbi Yehuda. Machloikes, Rabbi Yehuda in the Tanna Kama is, if it was nishbar erev Shabbos. So now it became a different keili. So now Rabbi Yehuda holds, Lamaise, this was aimed to be a kli kibble. Now it's roi to be a kisui. It's not roi anymore to be a kli kibble. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, in order for it to get a shame keili b'teiras kisui, you have to be miyached at l'chasai. Or be mishtamish with it l'chasai. Stamazai. That means now what it was till now is past history. It broke off. When it's coming Shabbos, it's not what it once was. It's that's past history. So now it has to have a Teiris Keili, that this is now considered Kisui Keili. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, since this never was, till now, a Kisui Keili, it will only be considered a Kisui Keili if you're Miyachidit Lechaseis. But without Yichud, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's Gonish. And the Chachomim hold, the Tanikama hold, since Lamaise it's coming from a Keili, so Memele, the Shem Keili remains on it as long as it still has any type of Shemush whatsoever. But Rabbi Yehuda, but if Lamaise it was already, the Tchilas Knisus Ayoyim had had a Shem Keili, then Atul Rabbi Yehuda is Meile. Fregt die Gemara, Moise Rav Zutroi, we learned as follows, Masikin v'keilim. A person is permitted to take a wooden chair and use it as firewood in Yontif. V'ein masikin v'shivrei keilim. What happens if this chair broke? So one is not permitted to use it for kindling wood in Yontif. Frek de gemara de nishberu ein mas. When did this chair break? Ilema de nishberu me erev yontev, that it was nishba me erev yontev. So erev yontev, this chair already is oimid for kindling wood. Eitzim ba'almaninu. So what is this svara to say, ein masikim b'shivrei keilim? Akel. It's oimid now only for kindling wood, so why should it be yosa? Elo lav b'yontev akochel, it's speaking about that it broke in yontev. Uketoni, masikin bekeilim, vein masikin beshivre keilim. What is the svare? The svare is because this is noilad. That means this became kindling wood in Yontif. Before Yontif, it had a shem keilian. In Yontif, it gets a teiras. In Yontif, it gets a teiras. Kindling wood, it broke in Yontif. That's noilad. It was noilad in Yontif. It wasn't mucham mi ba'oid yoyim for this. So it's called meile. So meile, so how could you say that everyone holds nishbar b'yontev, it's mucham agavimah?
Hello Yitma, Hochi Yitma, Omar of Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Machloikish and Ishberu Bishabes, Vakert, this is the Machloikish, Machloikish and Ishberu Bishabes, the Mars of Muchanu, Omar's of Neilutu, Vakert, Unas Nishbar Bishabes, and it became now a different table. Before it was a Kli Kibbutz. Now it became a Kli that's Roy Lachasov. It's Mars of a Muchanu, the Tanakama holds, that's not called Neulet. Before it was Muchan to be a Keli, now it's also Muchan to be a Keli. Either Shimushim changed, before it was Muchan to be a Kli Kibbutz, now it's a Kli Lachasov, that's Kolnish. The Maise, it was always Muchan to be used as a Keli. Mars of a Neulet. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, since Lemaise, the Shimush changed, so Memele, so this is called Meilet, that now it came a new Keli, now it became a Kli Lechasei. Then this became Neilad in Shabbos. But in the Tchilis Nisus Hayoyim, we didn't have this Keli, that was Osi Lechasei. Avo me Erev Shabbos, but Erev Shabbos, since Lemaise comes from a Keli, and since it still has a shimush of a keli, so the Gemara disagrees with Rav Yehuda Mishmu, so you don't need a besondere yichud on it to give it a teiras keli. Alamerev Shabbos, divrei hakel motorim, hoyol vohuchonu limlochem iboidjoim. Since mitadatzma yitzmuchen limlochem, it can be used the teiras kisui, so you don't need a yichud for it. Zogt Rashi, hoyel umurchonim al gabi yavim, kshakidish hayoyim, asikim bekeilim biyomtev, sherei ru'uyin letaltel, one is permitted to be metaltel a keili, v'yitaltel v'yitim l'seichel, so my male can be metaltel, v'yitim l'seichel, v'yim asikim b'shivrei keilim, v'havel hum muktzin, v'leichozu letiltel, this is muktzin, v'leichozu letiltel, it's a Moses. When was the Nishbe? It was Nishbe Erev Yonder Eitz and Balmanin. So why is he masikin? So I'm masikin. So Akoch is speaking about in Yontev. Lemrinin Muchonim Havu Agav Aviv. We don't say that since Betchilas Knisus Hayoyim Megara Teiras Muchen Agav Aviv, so that Achonah remain. El Amrinin Noilad Ninu Vasiri. I mean, it's also the same thing. Mar sova muchanuk, even the roi l'shum melocha that Tanakam holds. Since it is still roi for any melocha, mar sova neilutabe. The me'es melav lahi melocha avekoi. Yesterday it was aimed for a different melocha. Okay, mei melach te beinom. Zostigim levaita. Tani chode. We learned three baraisas. Tani chode, one baraisa we learned, masikin bekelim, ve'ein masikin b'shivrei keilim. We said why? Because this is neila. V'tanya idach, kishem shemasikin bekelim, kach masikin b'shivrei keilim. So he doesn't hold the yisr neila. V'tanya idach, ein masikin loy bekelim, v'loy b'shivrei keilim. Amish, the three extremes. That one is not permitted to be masik, a filo bekeila. That the Gemara, ho Rabbi Yehuda, ho Rabbi Shimon, the first standard that holds, ein masik and b'shivrei keilim is Rabbi Yehuda, islay muktzid v'islay noila, so me meila shivrei keilim in yontiv is noila. Ho Rabbi Shimon, the last lay muktzid, the last lay noila, ho Rabbi Nechemye, Rabbi Nechemye holds, that a keli can only be metaltel letzeirech pashmish hamayuchad loy. So you're not permitted to take a chair and use it for kindling wood. Ho Rab Nechemya. Let us see Rashi. Ho Rab Yehuda. Masikim bekelim. Vei masikim b'shivrei kelim. The is lay mukte v'noilet. He holds mukte v'noilet. Kelim lav mukte ninu. They were muchen miboyyeh. Shvarim noilad ninu. He said, they weren't muchen mibayjain. This is a new This is a new chayfet, which was not mi ba'oid yoyim. Mi ba'oid yoyim, we had a keli. Now we have a sheva keli. Or the toni masikin bishneihem Rav Shimon. The leslei mukze, the leslei noilet. We once mentioned from the stipla Meseches Beyer that not Pshat Rav Shimon doesn't hold mukze. Rav Shimon is more liberal in the din hachone. That means, according to Rav Shimon, things which are possible to occur also are considered min hamuchan. As long as they were not eiskishlosim, as long as it wasn't a dichi biyodayim, and there was a possibility that this might occur, so this was all muchan bedaitoi. So memele, since chairs break, so memele, so this was muchan mi ba'idyayim also, that it might be used for kindling wood. Oh, the sanya av v'keilem ein masikim, Rav Nechemye, the omar enkli nitl elo l'tzeirech tashmishe amiyuchad loy. One is only permitted to be metaltal a keili l'tzeirech tashmishe amiyuchad loy, v'hai lav miyuchad loy, v'lav lasok yikoy, this is not oimid lasok. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Nachman. Hai livni the ishtayur mi binyan. The bricks that were left over from a binyan. So now they're not oimid anymore for the binyan. Ishori litul talinu. The chazi lemizgalayu. One can lie on them, one can sit on them. These are some large bricks. So memele, they're not oimid le binyan anymore. So memele, they're oimid li yeshivit. So therefore one is permitted to be metaltal. Why did Shar Ginu? But what if he set them up? He set them up that in a pile, so it seems that he wants to use them for another binyan. Is Vada Yaktinu. So then we see it's still Oimid Labinyan, so Meila, so it is also the Yeshiva. After Medaritva says, then it becomes Muktzah Machmas Chasar and Kis. Because he wants to use it for binyan, so Meila, he won't use it for any other Shimush. Zot Rashi, the ayato shehishlam biyonoi, the nitaisa mahashta lekaim alabinyo leishav aleim, the teres keili aleim. Shaginu isidron zu al zu, vade yakzinu le tzorech binyan acha. Zot the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmu, cheres ketano muta le taltol bechotzer, avol bekaum alislot. Zot Rashi, bechotzer nishchichi bo keilim. That in a chotzer there are keilim v'svalgat zecharum, shacheres ezer roi lehem lekisu, v'teires keili olam. So in a chotzer that there are keilim which are oimid lehiskasoi, so this cheres has a teires keilim. Avo, bekalmelis loy. Abo bekalmelis, one is not permitted to be metalto. Avalei bekal masarashi says afilu b'seich daladam is not speaking about together of mavir. Leishchichi beimoni. There's no kalim in a kalmalis to cover. Veleichozi lechsuye. So it's very interesting. He says the Gemara is saying that a kalim is l'fi mekayim ay v'shatay. That's what Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. In this mokaim it has a shimush, it has a teres keili. In the kamalist there's no keilim to be mechasa, so there's never teres keili. Rav Nachman di dei yomar afilu be kamalist, avol b'shus harabim loy. So Rashi says, what's the maila of afilu be kamalist? Oye v'lav reshus harabimu, shchichi da'ozli v'yos v'hosom. People sit there. It's not Times Square. People aren't, it's not a Rishus Arabim. The Chazi Lechase is by Roik. So it seems when they're sitting there, so it's, the Roik is bothering them. So the Melech, this can be used, Lechase is by Roik. People are walking, Rishus Arabim, it seems, you're not Mechase the Roik. But when you're sitting there, so the Melech, so it also is a Shimush. The Mefarshim explained that means, since Lamaisa it came once from a keili, and it in the chotzer it has a shimush of kisei keilim, so the kamal is, it also has a shem keili because of this small shimush of Kisei Leik. Aber Bishus HaRabim Leik. Aber Bishus HaRabim, it doesn't have, there's no Shemesh whatsoever. Bishus HaRabim, it is Mukta. The Rav Amar Afilu Bishus HaRabim. So Trashi, why? See, he doesn't hold of Mekoyimei Vishata. Even the Bechotzer Keilihu, since in a Chotzer, it has a Teres Keili, Baal menami lepoki shen keili minei. So the male of the shen keili remain. There's no din of mekaymai. This is still a keili. It's really a chasai. I now say the reshus harabim, you don't have any keil to be mechasai. So that doesn't mean that this is not the, it's aliyah the reviola. You can't, there's nothing what to do with it here. But not that is it, but that is not mafkiyah the shen keili from the chasai. Va'ozda rova letaimei, so the mother gma brings a maisa with rova. The rova avaka ozla beriske de mechuzin. Rova was once walking beriske de mechuzin, the reshus haram of mechuzin. He tavsoi misanei tine. His shoes got full of mud. Ose shamei, so he had a mishoret, rova was going, not a covered Shabbos to walk with muddy shoes. Shokol chaspe, v'kome chapole. So he took, there was Mamish Ashgoche Protis, where Rava was walking, there was a shtikol chaspa on the earth, together with the mud, some amela, so he went and started with this chaspa, he went to be mekaneach, the shoes of Rava. Romu bei Rabbonin kola, the Rabbonin started screaming, Shabbos, Mukze, what are you doing? Omar, at Rava gizot, loy mestayed, the loy gemiri, nishna best amaratzen, you don't know the halacha. Migmer nami migamri, the best of Hamalama deichet, the best of Vona meira eichet, nicht nur the weis nicht, aber the best. Andere eis lernen what to do. Ile bechotzer avoi mile avachosil, so ye bei mone dis cheres, and a chotzer, it has a shimush keili, a chanami chosil edidi. So it still has a teiris keili, the teiris keili does not become nifka. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, the Rav Amar Veshus Harab, even the Bechotzer Keili, Ba'almanami Leipok Hashem Keili Mine. Berizke Shem Veshus Harab, Itavsoi Mesan Eitinen, Islach Lech Man Olei Betit, Kof Alei Mekanche, Omar Rav, Olei Mestayed Legvire, Ma Oser Ma Muta, you don't know what's Oser, what's Muta, Ale Migmanami Megamri, Melamdim, Shibu Shebeyodam Lacheren. The Didili Kenua, Fav Gav Leshchia, Arei Shem Keili Olov Bechotzer. But has a shem keili b'chotzer. Now there's a very interesting Rabbeinu Chananu. Let us see the Rabbeinu Chananu. Rabbeinu Chananu, this is the first line when it gets very wide. Avol b'kalmelis she'ein by keili loy. So that was the svara of Shmuel. Kalmelis doesn't have a teres keili, so it's awesome. Rav Nachman sova kivon. So Rashi said a whole stick teiren Rav Nachman because they sit in the Karmelis and the Mechasa the Reich. The Rebbeinu Chananu says a different story. Rav Nachman saw the Kivin Shehamaitzi Mershus HaRabim Le Karmelis O Yamachnis Ein Echayit Zinnin Da Ayilei Lechotzel Vechozilei Apelo Dike Rebbeinu Chananu. And the Chananu says since a person would take from a Mershus HaRabim to a Karmelis So maybe he'll take it, L'chere means to say, I think it's a grace, it's giving some mighty, Meshus HaYochid L'Kamelis. It's mighty, Meshus HaYochid M'Stamel. He might take from the Kamelis to the Chotzer. So Lachera, what's Pshat? So who is speaking about? Speaking about a Shegetz, we're speaking about. And Lachera, a Shegetz, Lachera, the din is, it's not Chozilei. Because they're canceling them. Tachsach mir, from this Rabbeinu Chananu will be a Raya, to be a loche in the beginning of Simen Shin Yud Ches being the machlokes the prima godim and the goyim, if a person will do a maloche the rabbonon b'shoy yikif they cancel them. And the Gadim says they canceled, and the Goyim says they didn't cancel. The Bihaloche, if you say, speak the Goyim. So that's what he means to say. Since if Bishoygik, he'll take it in from the Kalmelis to the Chotzer, it's Chazilei. That means if they'll forget, they'll take it in, so it's Chazilei. So in the Kalmelis Guf, it is a shame Keli, because there's a possibility that it could still be used today in Shabbos for Kisi Keli. If they'll forget that it's Shabbos, they'll take it in. But if you hold like the Prima Godin, that it will take it in its also lachasay, so it's not chazilei. Main mamonavshich, if you're going about what shaloikin din, main rishus rabbin can also take it in b'shaygi. Mabshal is its also. So lachayre tachsach me from this rabbin chananel is a raya to the goyim that hachnose b'shaygi is it in kamsin, so the chazilei. So it has a so in the kamalis it is a potential. Keli, because it's possible he might take it into a chot. In Keinem Anachnos, so we have another raya, to another shayla. The next bir aloch in Simashin Yudches brings a chayyodom. Chayyodom clears what will be the din if a person, the dvarad aloch is azoy, that if a person did a meloche, the raise, the shaygig, we paskin that al kaponim in Shabbos it's also to derive benefit from the malach. Mitzoy Shabbos it's mutter, but in Shabbos it is also. We said the guy says by malach the rabbanon it's mutter. He brings a chayodom. The chayodom wants to say chayodom clears could be by all malaches the shaygig is also, but could be by hitzoh it is mutter. Why? Because Hitzah, the Chayodim says, since the Hamoiti Mershus Leshus Shalai Nishtana Hadova, Hitzah is different than all Malachas. A Malach of the Rice. If I cooked something, B'Shabbos B'Shoigig, so it changed. I had a piece of meat and I've got cooked. So Mamela, Chazal asked this cooked piece of meat. By all Malachas, I was Boiras. I have a Mavur de Kemachal. So Mamela, it's a Mesukin de Kemachal. So Chazal asked. But Hitzah, since the thing didn't change before it was here, then it was here, so Mamela the Chayodom wants to say that if he did it B'Shaygig, it's mutter to use it in the second Rishus. Afilu from a Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochim. Then later he says, Efshan it Azot. Tosafik in the Chayodom. So L'Chayre in Keinem Anachnos, we have a Raya from the Chayodom, from the Rabbeinu Chananu, not like the Chayodom, because that's the whole difference between a Kalmelis and the Rishus HaRabim is, because a Kalmelis, a Rishus HaRabim, Yechayiv, and the Kalmel is Yepotel. L'chei, we wanted to say, since this is Adarabonon, so they didn't cancel. And since this is Adaraisa, they did cancel. So we see claw that a Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, it's Loich HaZilei. If that is Pshat and Rabbeinu Chananu.